This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to talk to you about the God who not only doesn't want to leave you alone, He wants to work in your life, He wants to work in your family, He wants to work in your job, He wants to work in your life witness to touch other lives. And yes, He says, I'll put words in your mouth. I'll give you things to say at the right time to the right person in the right circumstances. I want to begin by telling you, I've been doing a little reading about camels, not the cigarette, but the animal, camels. Did you ever think about that the oldest serving animal to human beings is the camel? They're ugly. One author said they're the ugliest creatures God ever made. He said they're obnoxious. They're stupid. He went on with all these horrible epithets about the camel, but they can carry 1,000 pounds. A camel can carry 1,000 pounds. They have tremendous strength. They have tremendous endurance. And that's why the oldest animal to serve mankind has been the camel. Listen about what the camels eat. This is funny. Its strong yellow teeth can chew nearly anything. That's kind of encouraging to know that, isn't it? Strong yellow teeth can chew nearly anything. The camel is not particular about its food. It will eat greedily bitter, thorny shrubs. The camel will even eat leather, blankets, bones, or fish, and drink salty water. Nothing seems to give a camel indigestion. I have a cousin like that, but that's another story. Nothing seems to give the camel indigestion. Now, I want to tell you a funny story about a camel. I heard this story 10 years ago from Dr. David Jeremiah, who grew up in Cedarville, by the way. David Jeremiah said there was a camel talking to its mother, a young camel. He said, Mom, why is it that my hooves are split? And she said, well, it's so you can stand on the sand as we cross the desert and you won't sink into the sand. Mom, why do I have these eyelashes on my eyes? And she said, well, it's not only to help keep the sand out of your eye, but also to keep the sun from burning your eyes, to be protection. He said, Mom, why do I have these pads, these hard-shelled pads on my knees? And she said, so that's so you can kneel in the sand, have a load put on you, and stand up as we go across the desert. He says, Mom, I just have one more question. Why are we in the zoo? Why are we in the zoo? We have all this equipment and all this capacity and capability that God has given us, but we're locked up in a zoo. And he didn't understand that. You know, it's even more of a perplexity to me is God has given you a capacity to be a witness for Him. God has given you a capacity to be a representative. He says, before you were even born, I knew you. When you were formed in the womb, I knew who you were. I had a plan for you. And He's the God who won't leave you alone. He doesn't plop the pot of coffee on the table in front of you, figuratively speaking, and say, I'm going to leave you alone for the next 30 minutes. I want to be involved in your life. And Paul comes along in the book of Ephesians and says, you are God's workmanship. You know what that implies? Design, forethought, planning on what you are to be, how you're to look, what you're to do, how you're to interact with people. And most people don't get that. Well, we just began a brand new series from the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, the first chapter. The series is called The God with a Plan. We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.